Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a cool boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little law, any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has almost 15 years of experience in the home equity conversion mortgage industry, also known as HECM or reverse mortgages. In an effort to help her own father after the unexpected death of her mother back in 2004, Patty immersed herself in all there was to discover about reverse mortgages. Impressed by what she learned, she quit her job. This is so impressive. Put on a suit and walked into a lending office and asked to be hired. Patty Scappa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Nicole. It's great to be here.
This story of you learning about this and going to get yourself a suit at Macy's or wherever you went and just walking in. What did you do before this?
I was in property management. So I had to go buy a suit because I wore jeans and a tool belt and owned properties and took care of them. And so it was quite a change for me.
It is so fascinating. So you don't need a degree? You didn't need a degree at the time.
And you don't now either. Now you need an NMLS number. You need a license through the National Mortgage Industry. But at the time, I went through 3 months of very intense training with the man that hired me. So.
Okay, but they were so impressed with you that they were willing to go the extra mile to give you the training that you needed.
It was pretty funny. When I finally got in there and sat them down, I said, told them everything that I knew. And they just kind of kept looking at each other. And I said, and I want to do this for a living. And they hired me on the spot. So it was great. It was really fun.
My God. So you were so fascinated about what you learned.
I drank the Kool-Aid. And 15 years later, I'm still fascinated and love this product.
Mm. And what did you say before we came on air? You said that you used the word HECM because HECM stands for
Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
And the reverse mortgage is the old terminology.
Well, it is. And what we've found over time is reverse mortgages have suffered from a little bit of a bad reputation. And it's mostly due to miscommunication, misunderstanding, lack of education, all of those things. But in the real world, the HECM is actually an FHA insured approved product. There are proprietary products that are referred to as a reverse mortgage. Those are not really, you know, they don't have all the safeguards that a HECM does through FHA.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, I remember years ago, so I am not in this industry. I don't know anything about it. When I came to one of your workshops, I was blown away at, I just want to do it.
Yeah.
I want to do it today, and I can't because I'm not old enough yet, but I will because I'm taking this on. And so you better be doing this in 10, 11 years from now because I'm going to need you. But I remember there was a celebrity that was on television promoting the reverse mortgages.
Yeah. Robert Wagner did it for a while.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck's doing it right now, I believe. He's still got a commercial on.
So sometimes, and this might just be making myself look really silly, but when I see celebrities promoting stuff, I feel like if they believe in it, because frankly, all right, here we go. This is the reason why I feel good when I see a celebrity promoting something, because in between their movies, they got all this time on their hands. They are researching stuff. Like, they are spending their time really diving into certain things, whether it's history.
And they're putting their name and their reputation behind it.
Exactly.
So they have to have some level of comfort with what they're telling us, you know.
Exactly.
So I agree. They've got to do their own research. They have to understand. And
like you, they think that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. So why do you think this is so great?
For a lot of reasons. And especially with the folks that I meet today, many of the seniors that I do work with are still paying mortgages. Mm. It used to be the day in the 50s and the 60s, you would pay your mortgage off. They'd have mortgage burning parties. And it was, you know, the Depression era
mortgage
folks.
Mortgage burning parties.
Mortgage burning parties. They would actually do that. So we see a lot more debt. Mm. Social Security and your 401k, they're fabulous. Thank goodness we have them. However, they're just not keeping up with inflation and the price of just everything, property taxes, homeowners insurance, gas in your car, whatever the case may be. And then the number one challenge that we all look at are medical bills and things like that.
And the fact that we're all living longer.
We're all living longer. The good news is we're all living longer.
the bad news is
we're all living longer.
Exactly. So who is the ideal person to talk with you about the reverse or HECM mortgage? And again, did you say earlier that it were two different things?
Well, they're both reverse mortgages in the way that they work, in the way they're designed. The HECM is actually insured and backed up and guaranteed by FHA and HUD, the federal government. Mm. So it's really, really secure. And as a matter of fact, these programs were put into effect in 1988 by Ronald Reagan. So who would know that they were that old? You know, they've been around that long, and it's, tirelessly try to get the education out there to tell folks. But the ideal audience, of course, you have to be 62 to qualify. So, you know, everybody thinks that that's the only, you know, genre that we want to talk to. But really, adult children, financial planners, estate planners, elder law attorneys, everybody, in-home care folks, you know, they see people. In-home care is incredibly expensive, and it's the only other alternative to a nursing home, depending on what level of medical care that you need.
Or a private senior living.
Senior living. So those are really the challenges. And unfortunately, a lot of times the adults don't really share their financial profile with their kids. So I don't want to say ashamed, but yeah, they can feel ashamed that they found themselves in this position at 72 years old and they're barely making ends meet. And that's just not the way it's supposed to be. They're supposed to be golden years.
Yeah.
And you know, it becomes frightening. We're finding people working into their 70s.
And probably 80s.
And because they have to. To work because you want to, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
But because you have to is just because not okay.
Because you're not making ends meet.
That's right.
So this is something that could be added. This is not an end all and be all. This is not where you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You want to have the different... you want to have a little bit of stuff.
You want to have a lot of everything else.
You want to have a lot of everything else, yes.
But one of the things about HECM is it's like a home equity line of credit. So you have a credit line, and the money that's in that credit line is non-taxable because it's not income. It's actually, if you use it just like a line of credit, it becomes debt, and it's also not a countable asset for Medicaid. Now, this gets deep, this part of this, so I can't go into all the ins and outs, but if you have money in your credit line and say you're taking from your 401k, maybe you're taking $30,000 a year from your 401k, and then we have a market downturn. So, you know, your managed assets, you're taking out and they're not making what they were, just the investment that they are. So you could maybe take $20,000 out of the 401k and then take 10 out of the credit line. So yes, it leaves more money in the 401k or those managed assets, and it also brings down your taxable income.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a lot to learn.
There is
a lot to discover. I hope you stay with us. We've got to go to a quick break. You can find Patty online. It's Patty with an I, HECM.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029. Communication is one of life's most fundamental joys, yet often taken for granted until it is lost or doesn't develop. If you are questioning your child's development, the offices of Suzanne Ducharme, an innovative clinical practice located in Norwell, can help. Founder and master clinician Suzanne Ducharme provides a warm and compassionate approach to pediatric speech pathology with craniosacral therapy and holistic family coaching to support families with special needs children. Book a consultation today at childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com. That's childhoodspeechandlanguagedisorders.com.
Wasted on the young, spilled every last drop of time that summer in the sun. But daddy had a Timex watch, cigarette in his hand and a mouthful of scotch, spinning me around like a tilted world on his arm. I see sneak paint, winters bring snow, kids come on in before your supper gets cold. Collection plates and daddy's billfold, and that's how it goes. You live long enough, people get old. I sat up proud beside him in the cab of that truck, going 30 miles an hour down a side talking about the fish we caught. And I'm older now than he was then. If I could go back in time, I would in a second. To his beat up blue jeans and a t-shirt with the sleeves cut off. Houses need paint, winters bring snow, kids growing up and sneaking out the window.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Patty Scappa. You can go to Patty with an I, HECM.com for more information. Contact you. Tell me, before you tell me this, I just want to say, if Lori McKenna is listening, I would love to have her as a guest on the show. That is my favorite song right now, People Get Old. I love that song.
It's a great song.
Singing it in my head all the time. So you kind of got hung up for a second. That was a lot of information you were trying to unfold in a brief amount of time. Just kind of reiterate what you were trying to say about when you, if you pull the $20,000 from the 401k and instead of pulling all 30, you pull 10
sure.
from the HECM, what does
sure.
that do?
Well, it does two things. It brings down your taxable income. If you were going to take $30,000 out of the 401k, you'd have $30,000 plus whatever your Social Security is. So now it brings it down to $20,000. The $10,000 that comes out of the credit line is non-taxable, and you've now left $10,000 more in your 401k to try to recover from any market turndowns.
Mm. So do people have an easy time to grasp this information and all of what this is, or is it difficult for them to understand?
Well, when I was learning, I found it very difficult. When I was with my dad, we ended up calling more than one person to come out because I just couldn't understand it. We're so used to the way that we do lending. You know, everybody gets a 30-year fixed mortgage, they buy their house, and they're off and running. And for the most part, they understand that. So now that I do understand it, I blue collar it down. I use language that people understand. I use visuals. I do everything I can. And it, I'll slow down and maybe repeat a piece of it because it's reverse. It's backwards from what we think and what we know. Mm. So, but I usually do well because I remember not understanding it.
I was blown away at your presentation.
Thank you.
I just thought that you, it's not like you dumbed it down for me, but you really put it in layman's terms.
Right, exactly.
So that I could really wrap my brain around the concept.
Right.
Because
right.
you have to understand the concept. You have to believe in it.
Yep.
And you have to ask all of those difficult questions.
It's amazing because you hear all the time, this sounds too good to be true. I even said that.
Mm.
And what I've learned over the years is it's not too good to be true. It's too good to be cheap. There's an insurance policy that's put on by HUD on every HECM. And what that does is two things. It ensures that they can never kick you out of the house as long as you're paying your taxes and homeowners. So even if your house plummeted in value for whatever reason it could be, they cannot kick you out and they cannot shut off your credit line. Mm. And if we found ourselves, for some reason, maybe you owe the HECM $300,000, but all of a sudden the house is only worth $275,000, and mom passes away. You know, now what happens to that other $25,000? You don't want to leave the kids with any debt. This is a non-recourse loan, which means there's never any debt left behind. That's what the insurance policy is for.
That's the insurance.
That's right.
Wow.
It's fabulous.
It is fascinating.
Yes.
I love how you say, after you explain it to people, why would you not do it?
I don't ask why. I ask why not.
Like, why would you not do it? It's a way to provide yourself. The presentation you gave was titled Retire.
Rethinking Retirement.
Yeah, but it was Retire Comfortably at a Reasonable Age.
Mm-hmm.
And retire comfortably means put money in your pocket.
Right, right.
So you can pay for some stuff.
And you probably remember that, you know, I'm one of these crazy people that thinks everybody that's 62 years old should get a reverse mortgage. But
I don't think you're crazy.
Well, in one of the things that I do spend a lot of time with the financial plan is explaining why it might be a good idea to trade your conventional mortgage for a reverse mortgage at the age of 62. Like I said, people are working longer.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't want to retire at 62. You have to be 65 to get your Medicare anyway, so a lot of people will continue to work until that age. If you're going to make payments to the reverse mortgage, because if you send
you're building equity, you
send $1,000 to the reverse mortgage, the balance you owe comes down $1,000, and then that $1,000 travels right over and sits into that credit line.
It touches on both sides.
It touches both sides. Mm. Every transaction with a HECM touches both sides of the loan.
Mm.
They're fabulous.
It's unbelievable, almost
too good to be true.
but it's not. Okay,
nope.
So I have so many questions in my head, and we're not even using any of these questions. How many options does a homeowner have, and how much equity? So how much equity do they have to have in their home, in order to do a reverse?
Well, things are changing all the time. As everybody knows, we had quite a downturn in the mortgage and real estate market just a few years back. Everybody lost a lot of value in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the banks were struggling, too big to fail. All of that stuff was going around. So HUD has made changes to the program that are designed for more protections for the senior citizens. And in doing so, it has dropped some of the available funds. You know, you might have got more money a couple of years ago than you'll get now. And I won't go into all the reasons why, but they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the age of 62, I just ran some numbers for a fellow the other day. He owes, I think, $85,000 on his mortgage. His house is worth $400,000, and I think he qualified for about $180,000.
For the HECM.
So they would pay off the $80,000 that he owed, and he would have $100,000 in his credit line. And don't forget, this is a growing credit line. This credit line grows at 0.5% higher than the interest that you owe. So let's say your loan's at 4.5%. Your credit line's going to grow at 5% compounded monthly. It's fabulous.
Oh, my God.
It really, and people, I don't know.
So what is the biggest misconception, and what how did it get such dirty rap?
Well, I think, reputation. You know, I think there's a few things that contributed to that. And, you know, I'm not going to go into there's bad people in every industry. You know,
yeah.
I don't really think it's that.
There's not enough people in this industry, talking about
it. It's very hard. It's uphill every day, you know.
Mm.
You'd think I'd get thin, but you know, walking uphill every day. But I think really what happens is you go in and you see somebody and they're struggling and they you know, have this huge mortgage or an equity line. An equity line of credit is interest only for the first 10 years. And then it fixes and it becomes a 10-year fixed loan. Most of them, that's the way they work. So, you know,
Heckams are better.
Heckams are better because, you know, you might be paying, you know, $180 is your payment. And all of a sudden when it fixes, it goes up to $600 a month. And that's...
Ouch.
Yeah. That hurts a lot of folks.
Yep.
So I think what happened, and even HUD took a closer look at this, that you would go in, you would save somebody, but you realize that 2 or 3 years down the road, they're not going to be able to afford their taxes and their homeowners insurance. They just don't have enough. Maybe the HECM was only enough to just pay off the debt. So they don't really have a credit line building or any money left over. So it's imperative that I get in and I learn, what is your motivation? Is your house conducive to aging? Do you really want to stay here? All those questions are very, very important. Did I actually point them in the right direction at the end of the day?
Yeah, and you actually gave me a couple of different options.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you were like trying to say it might not be right for you. And
that's right.
And I'm like, no, it is. I still want it. So now you're telling me, you know, I want what I can't
have.
Well,
because you said something that, you know, about your kids.
And you gave that was very great advice. And it was definitely things to think about and look at for my future. Right now, for the next 10 years, I'm just going to pay $50 more on my mortgage just so that I won't have as much of a mortgage in 10 years from now. But anyway, this is a fascinating conversation. I encourage you to get a hold of Patty. You can go to Patty with an I, HECM.com. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
How are your employees showing up to work? Do they bring their whole self, play to their strengths, and exceed expectations? Steinberg HR is a consulting company with a strong human resource foundation and operations background. Human resources can directly impact a business's return on investment. Wouldn't it be great to see a piece of you in each of your employees? Steinberg HR can create a long-term strategy so that your team will flourish and your business will thrive. Contact them today to start the conversation at steinberghr.com.
Being an expert on your business is what you do best. But do you know what's happening behind the scenes of your website? Linda Greenberg with Firetail Marketing can give you a complete analysis on what's working and where your site is lacking. Linda founded Firetail Marketing to provide insight and help create the lead generation plan you desire. She can even give you tips on running a successful Facebook ad campaign. Get your analysis today. Contact Linda at firetailmarketing.com.
I'm not aware of too many things. I know what I know if you know what I mean. Philosophy is a talk on the cereal box religion. It's a smile on
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Patty Scappa. And we want to touch on real quick, when is it early enough? So the age, you really need to be approximately 62.
You have to be exactly 62.
Okay.
However, let's learn about it when we're 60.
I'm 50. Learning about it now. Yeah. Yes.
You sit down and you can really, truly incorporate this into the plan. You know, one of the big things is people try to get long-term care insurance. It's very expensive. We're not thinking about it young enough. So
this is a good alternative.
It's a great alternative. It's a great alternative because if you set up the reverse mortgage early enough, especially if you don't need it, you know, you say, well, I don't need that. Well, just do it anyway. And it'll grow and grow and grow. And it could be $700,000 by the time you're 80. You know, there's no nursing home in the future for you if you've got that kind of money that you can spend. And it's not a countable asset for Medicaid. So it's
is important because you can't have more than $2,000.
Crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yep.
And so you're, it's not easy to... It's getting easier for me to wrap my brain around this, that you can make no payments and have a profit.
Well,
explain that.
I will. And my dad likes to say that, and you know, of course, you know, my father got a reverse mortgage, which is really a nice thing because I've been able to watch how it performs over the 15 years. And just for, I'll give a real quick example. When the banks were shutting down everybody's home equity lines of credit, my dad got nervous and went and took all the money out of his line of credit. And I said, Dad, you shouldn't have done that. This is an FHA guaranteed program, they can't shut your credit line down. So about 2 years ago, and he's getting a
Did
little...
Did he put it back?
I had him put it back. Of course, I had to pick him up off the floor when I said, send all that money to the reverse mortgage. But what happened was exactly what I said. $120,000 came off of the balance owed, and it traveled back into the credit line, and there it sits. And the credit line growth, we like to say, oh, we earned it, or we made more. It's actually that the money... grows, the available amount of money to you increases. If you use it, if you take it out, then that goes on the balance owed side. So it's not really like, you know, a savings account at the end of the year, you made $3 on your savings account. In this, you might make $3,000, but you don't make it. It just increases the money that's available to you. And I like to differentiate. A lot of people don't care. You know, at the end of the day, they're have the money that they need for whatever it might be that they need. And, you know, there's no debt left to the kids. You know, in my father's case, who probably will sell the house and probably, you know, have $150,000, $200,000 to fight about. So
if your house is worth, let's just use easy numbers.
Sure.
If your house is worth $500,000, okay, and you have $800,000 in the... Heckam in the reverse.
Yep.
Is that
how does that work? It's likely that you're not.
Can I use the 300 and that's all mine? Like, can I pull the 300,000 out
and be even Steven? Is that what you're thinking?
I need more classes with you.
I know. And call me because I'm happy to talk to anybody about it. But what really happens is they don't give you all the equity. So let's say at the age of 62, they give you about 50% of the equity that's in your home. So you've got a $500,000 house. So they're going to say, okay, well, you qualify for $250,000. Now, if you have a mortgage to pay off, we pay it off. The rest of it will go into a credit line. Because real estate does what it does and it normally increases in value over time, this is the reason that the credit line grows, because they feel as though the value of the house is going to continue to increase. They use a 4%. I usually use a 2% to be more conservative and realistic. But so that's kind of the inner workings of why that credit line continues to grow for the life of the loan, forever.
For the life of the loan.
It'll continue to grow.
But like you said earlier, there's no debt left to the family.
That's right, because that can happen. And that's another thing I think that happened with a contribution to the reputation that the Heckam has, because sometimes they don't tell their kids that they got. So the kids find out, you know, after mom's passed away, and they realize that, you know, gee, the house is worth $400, but mom owes $420. And they don't have to pay that $20,000, but they didn't know anything about it, and they thought that that house was theirs. But mom actually used it over the course of the last 25 years to sustain her lifestyle, which, you know, all the power to mom.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the first things I had said to my dad when he first started to look into this was, Dad, it's your house. You know, five kids, two jobs later, you know, I just want to make sure that it's safe and that you're getting into a product that's going to work for you.
Yeah.
But please don't think that you have to leave the house to us. You know, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, you know, but what's the alternative? I could pay his way. I could continue to give him money over the course of time and my brothers and sisters. So it's just a great way to bring comfort. And I will tell you that most adult children are on board. There's a few that say, well, not with my inheritance, you know. But,
yeah.
But for the most part.
Really? They just come right out and say.
Oh, yeah.
Now, why do you think there's still not enough professionals talking about it and using it and suggesting it? Because it's the uphill climb.
It is the uphill climb. And there was a time where.
You said you believe it's their
fiduciary responsibility duty
of the professionals to help their clients understand what it is.
Right. I absolutely believe that. You know, the fiduciary duties for these financial planners and all the folks that are in that industry is being revamped. They're getting stricter regulations and different things are coming down. I think there's going to be some new rules around all that stuff next year. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be one of them when an 80-year-old guy comes to me and his 401k is all gone and he's only got Social Security. And he says, why didn't you tell me about this? I could have $400,000 sitting in a credit line if I had known about this 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So it is,
that's why you believe it's their
duty. It's really important. Yeah.
Because you have to look out for your client's best interest.
That's right.
And that means looking into their future
for them. That's right.
And
that's
explaining things so that they can better.
And you bring all that much more value to your customers.
Yeah.
You know, you and it's not enough plan.
But not enough professionals understand it.
Well, because there were compliance issues around financial planners and investments. They didn't want people taking the money out of their house, the credit line, if you will, and putting it into a 10-year annuity. They can't touch it for 10 years.
Okay.
So there were some back and forth.
So you you have to leave it there.
You should. I mean, you can do what you want with it, but we're kind of getting into the people that weren't really doing the right thing by the customer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I love that you said, what do you hear time and time again that I had no idea it did that.
That's right.
That's what you hear other professionals saying about the product.
They think they know what it is. But they don't. They don't. And I go in and I tell them and they just look at me. Because don't forget, the more they can protect the managed assets that the borrower has, the better off they're going to make a little bit more commission because there's more money in those investment funds.
Yeah.
And the HECM is one of the ways to help make it a full-bodied plan. You take a little from here, you take a little from there, you take a little from there. Mm. And it's beneficial to them.
So who do you want to contact you? So realtors. I have a lot of realtor listeners.
Yep. And I'm actually on my way to speak to a couple because we do have a HECM for purchase. They're in their 80s. They're selling their house.
Is it too late when you're in your 80s to do a HECM?
No.
Because you might live to 100.
You might live to 100.
So it's not too late.
No.
So would it be too late?
If you're 92, 93.
And then.
It's hard to say. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
There's different reasons.
But if you're 92 and you are, strong like a bull,
yeah.
then maybe you could still do it.
There's more and more centennials every day.
There you go.
The good news is.
All right. Well, I hope you stay. We have one more segment. I hope you stay with us. Patty HECM, you can go to PattyHECM.com to learn more. All of your information is there, your NMLS numbers and all of your phone numbers and everything. Right. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. And since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them reflections cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your reflections cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Marketing can be fun and easy at Leone Marketing Solutions. Rachel Leone can help you stand out from the crowd with innovative ideas and cutting-edge products. Rachel is the marketing professional that can help you boost your brand and stand out in the marketplace with the power of promotional products. Rachel Leone is your marketing expert. Leone Marketing Solutions is 100% women-owned, and they make it easy for you to do business with them. Visit LeoneMarketingSolutions.com today and get your next idea started. That's Leone, L-E-O-N-E, MarketingSolutions.com.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I just want to share who that was. That was Mute Math, Best of Intentions. What a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, yeah, these are all songs just for you, for your show.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, I don't repeat the songs. All right, this is going to go by fast. So
okay.
let's touch on this Heckam for Purchase real quick, which is also known as an H4P.
H4P.
Yes.
So, real quick, today I'm going up to the North Shore to meet with a couple that are in their 80s. They've put their house on the market. They're going to sell it for $400,000, and they want to keep some money. So they're finding that after they pay the realtor and keep a little money, they buy a condo maybe $325,000, and that's not really sitting well with them. So I ran some numbers for them, and I brought them up to a $450,000 purchase price, and the Heckam is going to give them just about half. I can't remember the numbers exactly in my head. So they're going to walk away with about $125,000 or so.
Which they were only going to walk away with 75-ish.
They were going to try to keep 25 because they still have to pay the realtor too in moving costs and things like that. So the 325, they'd have 75,000 to pay mortgage, pay moving prices, pay the realtor, and maybe have 25, 30,000 in the bank. So so they're just over the top excited about this. So they have a much more beautiful condo and they have more money. So now,
and they're going to continue to build the equity.
Well, and here's what I'm going to suggest that they do, because at the age of 80 or 83, it's not always a really good idea to have $150,000 in the bank because of that Medicaid that we just talked about. So I'm going to suggest that over time, maybe over the course of the year, a year and a half, they throw $20,000 into the credit line. They start to make payments, and yes, they'll build the equity up, and that money will go into the credit line, not accountable asset, tax-free when they take it out, so it can really protect them and put them in a fabulous place
There's so much to understand.
Yeah, and the realtors, you know, it's funny because in the Midwest, they're doing these like crazy, but they're really having a hard time getting it to catch on here. So all you realtors out there, give me a call. This will really set you apart from all the other realtors and give you a great product to work with.
Wow. Yeah. And all you really need is to just understand it.
Just understand, and it's easy, simple. I can talk to your office in 20 minutes. Everybody will get it.
Oh, give a presentation.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yep.
Now, where is your territory? So you said you're going up to where? New Hampshire?
I'm going up to Beverly.
Okay.
Today.
So where's your territory?
Well,
are you all of New England?
Just about, yes. I'm licensed in 7 states.
Okay.
With Cross Country Mortgage, Susan Pomfret, who is my manager, also a very good friend. I've known her for 15 years. She's one of the first producers of the Heckam in Rhode Island. So back in 1988, I keep saying she started when she was 12, but I mean, not 1998, excuse me. So she gave me a call in the spring of this year and said, I have a great opportunity. I want to go in and set up this division. And so we did it, but we're still hiring loan originators to do the Heckam processors. So we're still looking to build our team. So for now, I'm licensed in 7 states, going to Connecticut next week to do some presentations for some realtors and some financial planners. And yeah, so it's fun.
It's worth the presentation. It's worth learning about.
It is worth learning
especially
about. Just learn about it.
If you're a realtor.
If you're a realtor.
If you've got aging parents. If
you're a financial planner.
You're
a home care person.
So you gave a presentation through the South Shore Women's Business Network.
Right.
Are you giving other presentations that you really want children with aging parents, adult children is what I'm trying to think of, with aging parents to come to?
Absolutely. And I've just sent a direct to consumer. I'm having 3 seminars the beginning of November. Those are direct to consumer. They're over 62. But we're working on the next mailer to get out, because yes, I want to talk to the kids. I want to talk to the financial planners. I want to talk to the realtors. I want this product to become mainstream. I used to say all the time, we grew up in a time where the parents leave the house to the kids, and that's great, and they still do, and you know, as a kid, I still want it.
Yeah.
However, I think that we're going to be, as the government starts to pull their reins in a little bit on Social Security and penetrating our trusts.
This is another avenue.
This is another avenue. So, you'll finally use your home as the investment that you thought it was when you bought it.
Was intended for.
That's right. And I always say, hey, good job, kid. You know, you got a nice investment there. But when?
Yeah.
It's great, but you can't take home equity to the supermarket and buy a gallon of milk with it. So this is the way that you can actually tap into that.
Well, we are out of time.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoyed myself.
So, what do you want to say? Do you want to say one last thing about the Heckam, one last point, or?
Can't encourage people enough. Just learn about it. This is not a salesy product. This is all about education. Give me a call. Happy to help.
And Patty treats all of her clients as though they're your own parents.
Yeah. I go back and I teach them how to read their statements, and I give them rides to the bank and rides to the store. I love
customers. And you explain the statements, and you explain.
I do.
You go over and above.
Everything, so they understand exactly what's going on.
Again, why you're
customers.
Not thinner. No, you are thin. You are thin. You're joking when you say that. I want to leave you with one beautiful quote by Maya Angelou. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made me feel. And you made me feel so blessed that I came to that presentation and learned about it, because I think it's also a fabulous product. So I'm so grateful that you're doing what you're doing, and you joined Team Power. Yay!
Yay!
All right. So I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and have a great week. Remember, knowledge is power.